They be like, what it be like? Like, you already know what it is. It's your boy, Calvin Light, my way. Today, season 2, episode 11, I want to go over one of the books that I recommended a while back as far as thinking is concerned. Top 3 books of all time for thinking, productivity, understanding the mind and mindset. Number 1, the Bible. Number 2, Think and Grow Rich. And number 3 is A Man Thinking. If you're not an avid reader, a person that loves to, you know, sit down, meditate upon words, understand thoughts and concepts, I will tell you that As a Man Thinketh by James Allen will probably be the best possible book for you, because I'm telling you, it really is something that you can sit down and read in one sitting. 38 pages, not real small font, thin book, easy to understand. And the concepts are, you know, pretty direct. But what I want to do is read just one paragraph here in chapter 2, and then I'll, you know, break it down and go down and understand them, because I really think this speaks volumes to the power of the mind. Okay? So, this is As a Man Thinketh by James Allen, chapter 2, Effect of Thoughts on Circumstances. All right. Paragraph 1, it says, "As a man's mind may be likened to a garden, which may be intelligently cultivated or allowed to run wild, but whether cultivated or neglected, it must and will bring forth. If no useful seeds are put in it, then an abundance of useless weed seeds will fall therein and will continue to produce their kind." Now, that is perfect, impeccable. This truly breaks down the mind, that regardless of what's put in it, if it's good thoughts or if it's neglected, if it's cultivated and good thoughts and greatness and abundance is put in it, or it's neglected and you allow negativity to creep in, you let the news jump in your head, you let ideas from social media jump in your head, and idea of the world is put upon you that is not your own, those weeds will grow, or those seeds of greatness will grow. Regardless, one of the two, it's going to happen. So it's your responsibility, especially in a time like now, in a time when the world is in disarray, circumstances are uncertain, when fear mongers are all around the place, it is your responsibility to take ownership of your thoughts. Take inventory of your mind. It's your responsibility. If you want this thing to work, if you want to be positive, if you want to be productive, if you want your business to grow, if you want success, if you want to be the best possible father, the best mother, if you want to get through this COVID-19 already, just get over it. You want to be done and over with. It's time for you to take inventory. It's time for you to take ownership. It's time for you to take inventory of your mindset, your ideas, your thoughts, and get rid of the garbage. The worst possible thing that any human being can do, if they want to be positive, productive, life changers, game changers, and the realm of reality of this world, is to sit around like a buffoon and watch the news 24/7. And that's no disrespect to those that like watching the news. It's just a grim reality that 95% of the information put before you on the news is nothing more than negativity. Not to say that it's fake news. Some of it might be. Hell, I don't really give a damn. Your personal ideas or ideology. I'm telling you, the worst thing that I would do, is put my faith into people that are pessimists. Now, with a pessimist, their ideas, their ideology, their mindset is nothing. It's fear. It's survival. It's the worst may come. The worst, the baddest, the worst possible outcome. It's never the best. It's always, oh my God, what is the world? Can you believe? And people that feed into these ideas and ideologies feel as if they're informed. When the truth of the matter is no more, you're no more informed than someone that gets on Facebook and scrolls up their damn timeline. If you really want your news, you want to know what's going on, I tell you, the best possible thing that you can do is set up your own news feed on your Yahoo, your Google, and simply put what you want to see. If it's financial stuff, put the financial information. If it's the weather, put weather information that you want to know for your area. If it's updates on COVID-19, hey, put it in there. But what you do, you check it once a day. Just once a day. Just check it once a day, maybe twice. But don't check it first thing in the morning. Don't check it at the end of the night. Because what you will do, you will set your mind up for that negativity. And you do not want to do that, my friend. You want to check this up whenever it's lunchtime or, you know, maybe before dinner or while dinner's getting ready. Let's run through some news real quick, see what's up. Be informed, make sure we ain't got no impending war coming our way or what have you. And then cut it off. That's it. Because the truth of the matter is this. Most of the news that you'll see on television has absolutely nothing to do with you. Will not affect you in the least. Now, if you are a older person, you might want to keep in contact about what's going on with, you know, the Dow or your investments or your, you know, these matters that you want to check out. But you know what? You can check those out directly. You do not have to depend on channel whatever, whatever, newsroom, whatever, whatever. You do not. Because these are the weeds that permeate your mind and will create in you a festering forest of negativity and weeds. Your mind should be cultivated, and it should be cultivated by you. Your mind is yours. It's your wheelhouse. In your mind, you create the reality that you see before you. Your reality has shaped the way you see the world. A person can look out a window and see a group of people sitting around chit-chatting and talking. And one could very well say, oh my God, these people are so lazy. These people are so lazy. They're just sitting around. They're not doing anything. Another person could look out the exact same window and see, oh my God, these people are so happy. These people have such joy for life. These people are happy. These people are so ready to get something done. And their game plan, you know, whatever you see, whatever you may see. And there's so many, you know, a cup half empty or a cup half full. The mind sets the reality. The truth is the truth, and the truth is incontrovertible. There it is. In the end, there it is. But the thing is, your mind can take said information and create in itself a set of circumstances that isn't real anywhere else except for in the mind. My friend, my brother, my sister, don't be played. Creating your own mind, your own reality. Shape your own world. Shape your own destiny. Because you can. You shall. Set up your own game plan. Set up your own outlook of life. Who do you want to be in 5 years? Who do you want to be in another year? Because the truth is this, if you take steps today, tomorrow will be better. If you take the necessary steps today, next week will be better. If you take the steps today, next month will be better. If you take the steps, everything can change. You just have to keep walking. Take ownership of your mind. Take ownership. Take out this negative crap. Start walking in your destiny. Start walking in your greatness. And I'm not telling anyone what to do when it comes to this COVID-19 thing, but be informed. Be informed and be safe. Because the truth of the matter is this. We're here today, we could be gone tomorrow. So let's take advantage of today and be just as great as your body should be. Till next time, be blessed, stay positive, stay productive. And remember, your mind is like a garden. And the seeds that are put in it, or the weeds that are allowed to fall in it, will always grow. Till next time, be blessed. Choo-choo. Lights out.